It's finally Friday. Happy Halloween. Recap of the week that was here on Ralphie Tonight with Life and Style Weekly reporter Evan Real. Let's get right to it. We'll start with Selena Gomez being linked to a man that is not Justin Bieber, huh, Evan?
Yeah, so it seems like Selena Gomez is trying to move on from Justin Bieber with Orlando Bloom. We have some new details about their relationship. Apparently, she and Orlando have been texting for weeks since she and Justin broke up. You know, they've always been rumored to have a thing for each other, and you know, our source says that she really does have a thing for him. She loves that he's older. She's always saying she needs a more mature man. So this is definitely a step up from Justin Bieber when it comes to maturity. So I think it's great for Selena.
Yeah, I would agree with you as far as that maturity point, at least. Life and Style Weekly's Evan Real here on Ralphie Tonight. Meghan Trainor scoring a huge number one hit. I think it's still at number one. It's setting records for its consecutive weeks at number one. Of course, all about that bass. The second single doing well is also Lips Are Moving. Meghan Trainor's personal life, though, now being affected, or at least seeing some of the results of her professional life really taking off, huh, Evan?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously we all know that Meghan Trainor is all about that bass, but she learned the hard way that she actually needed to be all about a security system. Yeah. She recently fell victim to a peeping Tom outside her window. An insider tells us that about a month ago, Meghan had a night in with a girlfriend. They were singing and dancing at a Nashville home, just having a good time. Then they heard a knock on the door, and the cops are there, but not because of a noise complaint. A neighbor actually spotted someone spying on them and called them. So Meghan, you know, she was so freaked out that she actually found a new place to live the next day.
Wow, that's sad. These artists, these celebrities, they have big hits like that, and especially for her. I mean, she's just got a song on the radio. It's not like she's putting her personal life out there that much anyways. She definitely, regardless, there's no justification for somebody stalking you like that, and it's sad that she felt the need to move. But nice at the same time that a neighbor called the cops on the peeping Tom.
Yeah, that's a good neighbor.
It totally is. Nashville, man, they really look out for each other. That's dope. All right, wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Evan Real, Mariah Carey, and Nick Cannon, of course, on the outs. Evan, you have an update on that separation?
Yeah, so, you know, as a divorce is impending for Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, she actually has an unlikely shoulder to cry on. We've learned that record exec Tommy Mottola, who she used to be married to, has actually reached out to Mariah Carey. She got an unexpected phone call from Tommy. He basically just wanted to let her know that he's there for her if she needs any advice. Mariah and Tommy actually haven't spoken in years, but apparently Tommy still keeps an eye on her career from a distance, and he's feeling really bad about the rough patch she's been going through with Nick. So, you know, if anyone knows, you know, what Mariah needs, and if he can help her, it's definitely Tommy, and I'm glad that he is reaching out to her. She seems a little lost.
Yeah, they certainly have quite the history together. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly reporter Evan Real. Happy Halloween, buddy.
Happy Halloween to you, too.